Hey, Jared Morris here. If you know anything about Rainmaker Digital and Copyblogger, you may know that we produce incredible live events. Well, some would say that we produce incredible live events as an excuse to throw great parties, but that's another story. We've got another one coming up this October in Denver. It's called Digital Commerce Summit, and it is entirely focused on giving you the smartest ways to create and sell digital products and services. You can find out more at rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit. We'll be talking about Digital Commerce Summit in more detail as it gets closer. But for now, I'd like to let a few attendees from our past events speak for us.
For me, it's just hearing from the experts. I mean, this is my first industry event, so it's awesome to learn new stuff and also get confirmation that we're not doing it completely wrong where I work.
The best part of the conference for me is being able to mingle with people and realize that you have connections with everyone here. It feels like LinkedIn Live. I also love the parties after each day, being able to talk to the speakers, talk to other people over here. First time, people have been here before.
I think the best part of the conference for me is understanding how I can service my customers a little more easily. Seeing all the different facets and components of various enterprises then helps me pick the best tools.
Hey, we agree. One of the biggest reasons we host a conference every year is so that we can learn how to service our customers, people like you, more easily. And here are just a few more words from folks who have come to our past live events.
It's really fun. I think it's a great mix of beginner information and advanced information, so I'm really learning a lot and having a lot of fun.
Conference is great, especially because it's a single track conference where you don't get distracted by like, which session should I go to and am I missing something?
I mean, the training and everything, the speakers have been awesome, but I think the coolest aspect for me has been connecting with both people who are putting it on and then the other attendees.
So that's it for now. There's a lot more to come on Digital Commerce Summit, and I really hope to see you there in October. Again, to get all the details and the very best deal on tickets, head over to rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit.
That's the thing, is that you're like, no, I don't need that. And I'm like, but you literally don't even know what all the functionality is that you aren't getting. How do you know that you don't need this?
And now, enjoy The Missing Link with Jabez LeBret and Micah Gadia.
Welcome to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret. This is part two of the amazing, fantastic Vivica Von Rosen with myself and Micah Gadia. It was so good that we just had to keep talking, and unfortunately, we went way long. So we broke it out in two parts, and this is part number two for you, and we hope that you enjoy the second half of the show. Thank you.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
There are so many ways that when you're doing the advanced search function, yep, there's so many different moments in time in business where this, yep, becomes relevant. So a good example, right, we're looking to hire an executive assistant for our company. My business partner and I are at a point where that makes sense. So I went to LinkedIn and I typed in executive assistant. I typed in the company size, figuring this would be about the right size of company with an executive assistant that would fit within our target payroll for what we want to pay this position. And then I searched by location. And I said within, 50 miles of our zip code where our office is. It pulled up, pages and pages and pages, yeah, of a current executive assistant who I sent in mails to that, yep, said, obviously, I'm sure you're happy at your job. If you know somebody who wants to come work at a really badass company, yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
And, come and send them our way. And of course, like five of them are like, oh, I might be interested.
Five.
So there's just one example. Well, yeah, I only sent like 15.
I was going to say, how many did you send? So you sent about 15.
I got tired. But it's just an example of like, it's not just sales,
right,
but it certainly is. You could do this for media contacts. You could do this for people who may be good partners. If you're looking to add a certain service to your current product offering or service offerings, you could find,
absolutely,
other companies or people that do that. There's like this,
right,
this search function can go so many different ways that I don't know how people function in the free account. Without, unless they're not using the search function to, right, actively network, outbound network.
Exactly.
So sometimes you exactly need to go find people to network with on LinkedIn. It's not just wait for all of them to come to you.
Right.
You are not the disco party that everybody. Yeah, right. So you know, and unless you're famous already, and if you're famous already, I don't really know what you're doing listening to this podcast. But we're glad to have you. But for the most part, most of us need to be reaching outbound to folks, yeah. And the search function is crucial to that.
It's absolutely crucial. And
so, anything we're missing?
Well, I think we've covered everything in search. Although I just want to say another thing is, if you've run out of in-mails. If you've got premium still and you use the premium search, you can also refine by groups because you can send up to 15 messages period per month through groups too, private messages through groups too. So that's another nice thing. Plus you go, oh, hey, now you've got another talking point, right? Hey, it looks like we're both member of the Women Speakers Association group. You know, how did you like that last post on blah, blah, blah. It just gives you another talking point. But the other thing that I wanted to mention was the ranking, the whole ranking thing. And you were, you know, talk about strategic partnerships. On the same page where you go to see who's viewed your profile, on the far right, you can see how you rank for profile views, which you can see for free too. But if you have a premium account, you can also see how you rank with professionals like you. So other people who do what you do, which yes, those are competitors. But as I look at professionals like me, like three of the top 10 people are actually business partners of mine. So right. So it's really good. It's a good litmus. If you rank high, it makes you feel good. And it's funny, my friend Bryn Tillman and I, she's an amazing social selling. And we were partnered together in a couple of things. And, you know, she and I just flip between one and two all the time. And she's like, oh yeah, you were on vacation last week because I'm number one now. And although she's on vacation this week and I'm underneath her. So I'm going to have to get to sharing.
You'll get there.
But yeah, so you can actually see how you rank according to other professionals like you, as well as places that you work and amongst your connections. And, you know, your connections is just your first level connections within your company. Well, that's good to know. But the professionals like you is actually a pretty nifty tool. The other way that you can use this is, A, you can use it to connect to, you know, someone who's high ranking, which is always good to rub elbows with the influencers. But the other thing is, if you have a good relationship with that person and you know they're at a slight, you know, maybe they focus on a different industry or they live in a different city, you can share each other's content. They can become really powerful amplifiers of your content, and you could be amplifiers of their content, which is great because it's a win-win situation all the way around, especially if you're not, you know, stealing each other's clients. So it's a really cool, and no one knows about that. Like, why would you? But it is a handy little feature that you get with premium.
So I'm looking at Rainmaker Digital right now, and I am ranking number one above Brian Clark, Yay. Eric Inga, and Sean Jackson. Boom. The gauntlet has been thrown, gentlemen. The gauntlet has been thrown.
I'm remaining silent.
How funny.
I do have a last question. And one of the things that comes up in our group all the time is jumping in and out of premium versus free. Yeah. Someone's grandfathered in, but they're not going to lose their, original pricing. What tips, tools, tactics, anything like that do you have about jumping in and out of premium to free, to premium to free or not?
Yeah, so they're not grandfathering in pricing anymore, as I discovered. So right now, it doesn't matter if you've been, you know, like I had Sales Plus for, well, since 2007. And they were like, too bad, you're now paying $70 or $60 or $59 a month for your account. So yeah, there's no grandfathered in pricing again, as far as I know. Maybe if you had Business Plus when it was $49 a month,
I'm on the $49 a month plan, and I have been grandfathered in still, but I've never changed.
Okay.
So I never went over to the sales one. So I'm never going to change ever.
Yeah. Never change. Yeah. So, And that's probably the only one is Job Seeker hasn't changed. They got rid of sales and just went to Sales Navigator, and Business Plus hasn't changed. So yeah, if you've got Business Plus, keep it. Don't jump off and back on, because they'll charge you $10 more per month. And again, now would probably be the time to get your premium account, or at least within the next 6 months, because my guess is when Microsoft comes in, there's going to be a lot more offered in premium, mm-hmm. but premium's going to be more expensive too. So maybe
Agreed.
We'll be grandfathered in. Those of us who've got Business Plus will be grandfathered in.
Plus, you should be using it anyway. So don't
yeah,
be jumping
you should
in
be
and
using
out.
It anyway.
What are you
don't
doing?
Be jumping in
why
and
why
out.
Are you
exactly.
doing that? Stop it.
Right. Stop it.
Vivica, I have a question that I like to ask.
Why don't she has one more to go?
One more.
There's one more feature.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, there's the premium insights for company pages, which I'm having a blast with. Like, I thought, whatever, I'm never going to look at that. Oh my gosh, I look at it every time I've got a prospect call with a new client. I'm on their company page looking like, so I can come in and say, oh wow, it looks like you're growing. You hired 3 new people last year or last month. And they're like, how did you know that?
Oh wow.
Yeah, so you seem really smart.
Right.
If the company is big enough.
How are you cataloging and maintaining that information? Are you picking targets you already want to go after, then going to the company insights? Or are you monitoring company insights to look for people who have certain kinds of activity?
Oh, no, I'm not that strategic. It's usually when someone calls me and says, hey, I've got to mess up here. I've got enough inbound that I don't do as much outbound as I probably should. And I probably should do more outbound just so I could be even choosier about my clients. But right now it's turning people away and just choosing the people I want to work with, which, doesn't suck. But
though, so a good example is a senior editor at a major publishing publisher in the legal profession just viewed my profile. We just connected on LinkedIn. Like, we're in that early, honeymoon stage in LinkedIn.
Right.
And this is a prime example of I can go get more data. I can go get more information about what's going on his side of the fence. Then I can reach back out to him and have more to talk to him about to become more connected, because this could be a really good connection. And so, yes, I may not be regularly out there outbound trying to connect with lawyers individually as much anymore because of the inbound work. But it took a long time to get to the inbound side.
Right. Exactly.
But I do still use the outbound to connect with other types of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love what you said is if you've got an idea of, growing companies who would need your services or products, you could choose 5 or 10, and they do have to be larger companies. Smaller companies, they don't have enough information to do premium insights. So I can't remember, it's like 25 employees at least, which is still just a medium-sized company, but small company, but 25 employees at least before they can even start to do the premium insights. But if you are interested in working with some larger companies, you can take a look. You can be proactive and take a look at those insights and see who's growing, especially if they're growing in your area. Wow, what a great, hey, it looks like you're hiring. This is what I do. Have you ever considered hiring someone on a contract base? It's going to be less expensive. You won't be, you won't be charged with my health care, blah, blah, blah. So,
who's shrinking? I mean, it can go the other way around too, right? Like, you may be able to find advantages from people that are looking like they're contracting and reaching out and saying, hey, what's going on? Like, I noticed that, it seems like you guys are, maybe becoming a little more efficient or streamlining some of your processes. If you're in that position right now,
absolutely.
I think, my company, GNGF, we recently, kind of streamlined some of the components that we used to do by hand that were really, really time consuming. And we were able to find some software solutions that were able to do those tasks. So we didn't have to physically get in there and do them fingers on keys.
Yeah.
And, it resulted in the cutting of a couple of employees, which is always a sad moment in any business owner's, span. But, it kind of is the way that it had to go.
Bottom line is,
that would have been a good time for someone to have reached out and said, hey, I noticed that you're contracting. Is there any way I can help?
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that I could see so many different ways that you could use this. I mean, that little nugget of the insights is one that I hadn't actually thought of ever. So I'm going to start using
it.
Yay!
Nice.
No, I like to let you just keep talking, because every time you keep talking, I keep learning new stuff. So
Well, I didn't. You could just see. I mean, there is so much that you can do on LinkedIn. We've just talked about four or five premium features. Like, never mind everything you can else yep. you can do on LinkedIn. You could. I tell all my clients this: if you would just work it, if you would just put a strategy in place and work it, you'd have more clients than you could handle, and you'd have more of the right clients than you could handle. But people just get lazy. They create a LinkedIn account and then go, okay, let it roll in. The reason that we are able to do that, just sit there and let it roll in, is because we have worked our butts off, you know, for the past 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years working LinkedIn. And now we're at a point where it's a lot of inbound. But yeah, when you, there's just so much opportunity with LinkedIn, but you just have to know how to work it.
Those are some awesome insights. All right. This is my favorite question, because especially with somebody at your, because I mean, you've written books about LinkedIn. You have written articles. I mean, you are a heavy LinkedIn user, a major force.
Expert.
No, a major force to be reckoned with in the LinkedIn side of the fence. If you were sitting down across from a really advanced user,
yeah,
what would be one tidbit, secret, tip, information that you would tell someone who is a really heavy advanced LinkedIn user?
Yeah, I think the big secret, well, first of all, hopefully they're tagging my, if they're an advanced user, they're tagging. So you've got to manage your network somewhere. I just love the kinds of information you can get by exporting your data. And almost no one knows how to do that. I wrote an article on it, but still almost no one knows how to export your data. It's free. It's not part of the premium account, but there's just so much rich information there. Like, you've got a count of how many endorsements you have. Number one, I thought I was at like a couple thousand. I was almost 19,000 endorsements. I had no idea I had that many endorsements, because they just show you 99 plus, right? So some people get all bragging and go, I've got over 20,000 endorsements on LinkedIn, whatever. It was good for me to know. But more importantly, because it's a CSV file, I could sort that file by the person's name. So I would know that this person endorsed me 25 times. Well, if that person endorsed me 25 times for 25 different skills I had, they're either a stalker, which in case they might be a little creepy, or they just really love me and my stuff. And so that is someone that I want to foster a relationship with, yep. Maybe do an affiliate relationship with. Maybe they want to sell my stuff, make a little extra money, send them my posts and say, hey, would you share this with your audience? Because I know they like me, unless they were just in one day just endorsing everybody. But chances are that they know, like, and trust me. They make a good person for me to be doing business with, or they make a good person to be sharing my content. So that's just one thing. Having all of your connections there that you can sort by first name, last name, email address, company they work at, and their position, like having all those connections in one place, which you can then upload into a CRM system, not into your automated marketing list. They did not agree to be part of your newsletter, but you could most definitely put them into a CRM system. So you don't have to rely on LinkedIn, because Lord knows tomorrow they might take away tagging and now I have no way of sorting my network again. So that's cool. The saved search thing I just mentioned earlier, it actually has all of the searches that you've done. It has your media that you've uploaded. It has comments. It has your recommendations. So you can, copy and paste, or, maybe reformat a little bit, but use those on your website. I mean, there's just so much rich, rich stuff in that. And if I'm going to be working with that advanced user, it's good for me to know how, say, LinkedIn is classifying them when it comes to creating ads, because it's usually wrong. So the more information I can have, the more information I can have, go, okay, so now I know when I'm targeting people with ads, this is actually who I need to be targeting. This is who they are. But over here, if I have enough of that data. So there's just an enormously rich amount of data that you can export that, like, no one knows about.
I recently got an email, an unsolicited, you've been added to my mailing list. If you don't want to be here, feel free to unsubscribe. To which I emailed the person and I was like, why are you doing this? I was like, this is a really bad idea. And he was like, oh, well, so-and-so gave me this, said it was good advice, and they gave it to me. And I was like, it's not. It's bad advice. Don't. Don't add people to your mailing list that have not solicited.
Yeah.
So I got an idea here, and I always like to kind of press the audience here that's listening to think bigger about the way that they're approaching LinkedIn and marketing. So you've got your whole entire amount of connections, right?
Yep.
So you can take all your connections, you can download in a CSV file all of their pertinent information, name, email address. You can take that email address, turn around, load it into Facebook and a like audience if you've segmented out your connections, and start advertising to them different advertisements that make sense depending on their title or industry of what they do.
Yes. And the only, yes, we just did that. And like, this is my first foray into Facebook ads. So we just did that. Oh my God, had such better reaction to that particular, what do they call it? Pixel. Like, this is so not my area of expertise, but we had so much better reaction to that list. Yeah. The pixel retargeting for my LinkedIn people. Oh my God. Love that. Yeah. That's really super powerful.
And it's cool. That top of mind awareness, right? So that's getting your stuff in front of people in other places at more time. So they see you on LinkedIn, now they see another article that you just published on Facebook, and now they're going to see something else, you know, that you're promoting on Twitter. And next thing you know, these people are knocking your door down. But that's because you're expanding your horizons and not just staying, I'm waiting for people to come to me, which is what getting into the premium account is all about, getting proactive.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely not just about the people who have viewed your stuff. Vivica, thank you so much for coming on here today. And I really do appreciate the insights that you were, you know, willing to share, because I think a lot of these are the kinds of insights that people pay for, to get some of these tidbits and tips and stuff. And it's powerful to have an ability to say, hey world, here's some free information here.
Yeah.
Is there places we can get more information about this? Because you are a treasure trove of LinkedIn info. How do we get more out of you without talking for the next 3 hours?
Well, let's just talk for the next week. Right. Yeah. We have so much fun. My website.
I got time, so hey.
We got time.
Yes, yeah, true.
Well, I'm going to go grab a beer, and then I'll be back.
Exactly.
And
I got to go get Jeff Weiner out of the basement. But, sit, Jeff Weiner, sit. Roll over.
For those of you that missed it in the last episode, that was Jeff Weiner, the wiener dog. So go back and listen to part one.
The wiener dog, exactly. My website is linkedintobusiness.com. And I have a lot of this information on my own website, obviously. There's a lot of free resources on there. There's 8 deadly mistakes that you're doing right now that are killing your lead generation success. But there's actually some really good stuff on there if you want to get. Dun, dun, dun. I'm like, can't we do like 8 ways to win at LinkedIn? No, we have to go negative. But anyways,
I hate to say it, but it works. Right. I don't like it, but it does work.
I know, because we split tested it.
The 3 things you're doing on LinkedIn that have just erased your Pokemon Go account.
What? No.
All right. So thank you so much, Vivica, for sharing your time with us. And we really do appreciate this. This has been The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret, and here today with Micah Gadea. And we look forward to talking to you again next week. Take care. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Missing Link. Tune in next week as we continue the discussion to improve your marketing on LinkedIn.